This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
That's Tim Cavanaugh, too. That's how talented he is. It's unbelievable.
Boots are made to be walking.
That's pull right. That off. I don't know how tight your underpants are, but that's impressive.
That's right. I wear them with my Naga hide pants.
Yes, of course you do.
Which make me look good.
More with Tim coming up in a little bit. Wendy Snyder's here. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, Steve.
Nice to see you.
You as well.
I think you'll agree with me that Chicago is not just the greatest radio market in the world over history, but the best female talent in America has and does work here.
Amen to that, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
My friend Patty Steele in New York is tremendous, and there are some talented women certainly in other parts of the country. But for whatever reason, Chicago's drawn the best women as well as the best male talent as well. And one of them is sitting to your right.
Turi Ryder is here. Turi has written a book. It's called She Said What. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up on Sunday. But I just want to say when I graduated from high school in 1981, I pretty much knew I wanted to be in radio in junior high. And I would listen to another station down the dial. And there was a woman who had a talk show. And it was Turi Ryder. And I was very impressed. So you kind of inspired me.
It wasn't supposed to be a talk show. It was an ambush talk show.
How did that happen?
It was a guerrilla talk show. Well, you never get off overnights in those days. You were just there. And they were starting to do more talk radio, and they didn't want me to do any.
Were you supposed to play music?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Although that's how I got fired a few times.
Yeah, and I just thought, you know, the heck with it. The bosses are sleeping. I know that they're sleeping. They sleep all day in their offices, too. They
sure,
never
do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do. So I started, I was jealous. There was a woman who was the sex therapist, and I'd wanted that gig so badly, and they didn't give it to me, and I thought, okay, I'll be the unqualified sex therapist. That's what I'll do.
Was that Phyllis Levy or
yes,
something
yes,
like that?
She's wow. retired in Florida, yeah. Bless her heart. And I was real, I thought, I, you know, she was, I'm probably the age that she was then, and I thought, well, what does she know? And now that I am that age, I think, probably a lot. But I just thought, fine, we'll just, you know, I will give you bad advice from someone who's not qualified to give it. And people just, maybe it's just because we're the Midwest and people are nice, people would call. And the weird thing is, no matter what you ask them, they will answer it.
There's an intimacy to radio that makes radio special and always will. By the way, I'm not knocking podcasts. Podcasts are great. I have one. We certainly podcast everything here. But you're not a broadcaster because you have a podcast. You're a podcaster, and good for you. Congratulations. Knock yourself out. But you have to put in the time, the sweat, the work to get to where Turi's been, to where Wendy's been. And that's what's laid out in the book, too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And there's, you know, there's no eraser when it's live radio. It's like a constant high wire act.
Yeah.
No cutting and pasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no potchkeying around with the... It is what it is, which is why it's special.
You're going to host this event when?
Sunday.
This is happening Sunday. You have all the details in your head.
Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Cool, man.
You will be stepping over the remains of the Saturday Night Live exhibit, which they're removing.
Okay.
And then you get to this fabulous room where these fabulous women from lots of different stations and lots of different stages in their careers. Can I say all the people?
Of course.
Okay, Catherine Johns, you know, from Mornings.
You know Catherine. Right? Love Catherine.
Yeah,
And Cheryl Corley, who's National Public Radio, Wendy, me, and Roz Varon from Channel 7 is going to moderate the thing. Bless her heart. She's just coming back from Cuba, so she may be like totally sunburned.
Do we know she's coming back from Cuba?
You know, that's a good question. That could go either way. So we're gonna have chocolate in between. Because
that was what you thought would we'll have chocolate.
We'll have
like,
chocolate.
That's tremendous.
Tickets are at Eventbrite. She said what? And we're doing a fundraiser for a scholarship, ideally for women who want to study what we do. Not
that's
just
very cool.
Us.
Yeah. All right, now who is your idol? Who did you look up to?
Oh my gosh. You know, I grew up listening to WFMT's Midnight Special, which was this potpourri of weirdness. Mm-hmm. And so all those comedians like Nichols and May and Bob Newhart.
Oh, Elaine May.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. All those people.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of women because, you know, radio is sexist as any part of show business. And women weren't given the opportunity, which is why you guys are still, like it or not, you're pioneers. You're still breaking ground by doing what you're doing.
I can't say there were so many on the air, but I will tell you that Allison Steele from New York was very kind to me.
Yeah.
And even though there's no way in the world that I could have smoked enough cigarettes to have sounded like Allison Steele.
It's amazing Allison Steele's still alive,
no,
by the way.
She's not. Name.
Oh, she died?
No, bless her heart.
Oh, my God,
she
I didn't
passed.
Know that. Oh, so much for that reference.
It's okay. She was the first. And she dated Frank Sinatra. Get that Sinatra
reference about that.
In there. So she was the one who said, dress how you want to dress, be who you want to be, do your thing on the air.
Which is great, because nobody else would have encouraged you to do that.
No, and she could, because she was it. And every job, I don't know if you had this happen, every job you'd apply for, they'd say, oh, you know, you don't sound like Allison Steele, or you do sound like Allison Steele. She was all the women that they knew.
She was a scorecard.
She was it. Yeah.
Who else did you? I know you said Turi was a big influence on you, Wendy. Who else?
Sky Daniels, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding.
He just retired.
Yeah. You know, growing up here, I grew up in Brookfield. You listen to the radio here. Jackie Renice was also on WLS radio at the time.
And you were a rock chick.
I was. I knew I started in the music end of things, and working overnight, I didn't have a pair as big as Turi's to just kind of
Knock your pair. Your pair's fine.
Well, now it's grown. But back then, I played music because I played music, and every once in a while, you'd sneak in a longer break. But when you worked at a rock radio station, you'd have a program director calling you going, shut up and play the
hits.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I like Lou Jack. Lou Jack was great.
He was pretty great.
He was the first person who made it okay to be miserable. On
that's a good point.
Well said. By the way, the book again is She Said What, Turi Ryder. Out and wherever you get books, get it. Get two copies. You're careless. You'll lose at least one of them.
720 WGN. But I know I'm proud for a singer. I got to do.
Ramble on. Sunday, noon to 3, at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Women of Chicago Radio. And tickets, $25 if you get the book, right?
Yeah, book comes with the high end ticket there.
And wait, you get the book for $25?
Well, I'm donating my proceeds to this wannabe scholarship.
Good Lord,
so essentially,
woman.
For the cost of the book, you get to go to the whole shebang. And if you want to masquerade as a student or actually are one, you can go for $15.
Yeah, if you're going to lie, we're not going to stump you.
Yeah, I believe in that.
Eventbrite.com, the student tickets are available as well. So we hope everybody will come out. That's on Sunday. Wendy, your favorite radio story that you can tell on air?
Oh, boy. I don't...
You want to save it for Sunday, don't you?
I got to think of one by Sunday, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turi?
I got a lot of them. I mean, so many. Do you want to pick a category?
Well, give me a Lou Jack story.
Okay. So Lair. His favorite word His favorite word was the F word.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talked to him off the air, it was with every... You couldn't possibly repeat verbatim. But one day he was in late, because I did all nights, and he was there. And he lost track of the tapes for Animal Stories. He went bananas looking for them, because he worked hard. They all worked. All these guys worked hard. Winston, Landecker, they all
takes a lot of work to look like it doesn't take a lot of work.
That's right. Yeah. And he found it, and he was editing it. And he looked at me and he said, most important thing, writer, leave the in pauses in. And the next thing that I have to tell you was his great piece of advice, which was, writer, nothing's better than when you have them over at Ing Barrel and never go anywhere for less than a 2-year deal.
Wow. So you would get these nuggets of wisdom from Yoda just at different times.
He hardly ever talked. I think that's about a year's worth of conversation right there. But he was a sweet guy. He got up really early. And the only thing that he told me when I first met him, of course, he probably didn't want to talk to me because I told him I probably reminded him of his great-granddaughter. But he was very adamant about me not letting anybody know when he got up because his wife was alone in the house and he worried about her.
How about that?
He was very sweet. And he didn't talk to anybody except his wife. And then he was like, he was a school kid.
Yeah, he was a good family guy.
Yeah, he was.
And went through some really tough times, tragedy.
He did. And he genuinely was a pro. When one of our staff people had a cancer scare, and Larry in the staff meeting said, I want to drive my new Corvette. I mean, that was his version of bringing you a hot meal and chicken soup.
Pretty nice.
And if you did something and he thought it was good, he never said it to you, but he'd go right into management and say, I heard Ryder in that helicopter the other day. She sounds great.
Yeah, about that?
Yeah.
Why was he so crotchety on the air then?
Do you want to know how much he got paid?
Yeah.
That's how come, yeah.
But I mean, that was who he was. That was one of the things too, right?
He was grouchy.
He told me one thing. I think he put this in his book. He told me one thing when I was, the only time I met him, I interviewed him, but the only time I met him in person, I was doing mornings somewhere before I was fired. And he said, get another house. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you got to have a place to sleep, and it's not going to be where your family is. He said, buy a house to sleep in. great to see you, Tori.
Thank you so much.
Congrats
for having
on the book.
Me. Thank you.
Sunday, Wendy will talk more about it coming up here in a second. Bill will join us as well. She said, what? Tori Ryder's book. It's out and available everywhere. And Tim Cavanaugh is going to sing Wendy and Bill into their show next.